Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Burdena. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Frank Burdena. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Juan Rios. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Fiore. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dennis Pepke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Nelson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Roger Nelson. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a pop-up towards short. Rio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Oliver. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fiore. Epstein reaches second base with a double. Howard goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Epstein scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly bunts towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Royals 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Burdena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rios fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke takes first base on ball 4. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rios hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepke moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pepke scores. Rios moves to second. It's Senators, 2, Royals, 2. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rios scores. Kelly moves to third. Fiore moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. Casey Cox now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. There goes Fiore trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-2, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stroud moves to third. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Stroud scores. Howard scores. Epstein goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Senators. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver bunts towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrison moves to second. Two outs. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pepke hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Royals 4. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Foy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rooker now pitching. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a pop-up towards short. Rio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rios hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Royals 4. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Fiore who is chasing the ball. Howard reaches third base with a triple. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Epstein is called out on strikes. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. McMullen reaches third base with a triple. Howard scores. It's 6-4, Senators. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fiore strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Royals 4. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a line drive towards short. Rios reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pepke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Spriggs pinch hits for Jim Rooker. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs takes first base on ball 4. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Royals 4. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Moorhead now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Foy throws to second for one, and Rios throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Howard scores. McMullen moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-4, Senators. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fiore is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Royals 4. The Senators will come to bat. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox is called out on strikes. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rios scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a fly ball into center field. Fiore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pepke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Royals 4. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Allen takes first base on ball 4. McMullen moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-4 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing left field. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Dave Moorhead. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rios hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Rios reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick scores. It's 7-5, Senators. Tom Bergmeier pinch runs for Juan Rios. Jim Schellenbach now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Schellenbach covering, for the out. Bergmeier moves to third. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Fiore moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-4 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bergmeier tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Senators. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.